We're reading letter number 1034. This is dated on the first day of Sivan in the year Tavshin Yud Aleph, 1951. And this is a letter which is addressed to Marina Reb Zalman Shimon Sheyichya Dvorkin. Actually, this Reb Zalman Shimon Dvorkin, his wife was my mother's first cousin, and he served as the Lubavitcher Rav in the Crown Heights community for many years until his passing. But this was still, he was, not sure if he was yet in the United States. This was after the war, and they went to the DP camps, and from there they went to France, and eventually they immigrated to the United States. But I'm not sure exactly, it doesn't say where he was at the time, but over here we'll say, the Rebbe says, Shalom Avracha. The Rebbe says, it was with pleasantness I received your letter in which you tell me about the time of the wedding of Chani Chosu. I'm not sure what this is. Unfortunately, they didn't have any children. They had no children of their own. But he was telling the Rebbe of the time of the wedding of Chani Chosu, which I'm not sure. On Yud Sivan, which I'm not sure, I found it also interesting. That's the day that I got married, also on the 10th day of Sivan. But the Rebbe says you should be kind enough to give over my blessing that the wedding should be in a good and in a successful. They should build a home in Israel on the foundations of the Torah and mitzvahs, as they have been articulated in the teaching of Chassidus, and to have a generation that follow with blessings. With the blessing of Mazel Tov, Mazel Tov. The Rebbe says, I was very pleasant, I was enjoyed reading in your letter that you are intending to write down your memories from the years Tofresh Pei Vav, that's the 1920s, from 1920 to 1926, in which he was in the Rostov. What happened was that during World War One, I mean, Lubavitch headquarters was always in the city of Lubavitch, starting with the Mittler Rebbe. Then for four generations, the Mittler Rebbe, the Tzemach Tzedek, and the Rebbe Maharash and the Rebbe Rashab, they were all in the city of Lubavitch. But during the World War One, they had to flee. They fled Lubavitch, and they moved to Rostov. That was the new headquarters. And I guess Reb Zalman Shimon, he was in the yeshiva, or he was a student at that time at the yeshiva in the 1920s. He was a yeshiva, and he was going to write them down. So the Rebbe says, I'm sure you're going to detail all the details of what took place. The Rebbe adds, he says like this, my father-in-law used to say that when you give over a story, don't just tell the story, but also you have to give over the entire surrounding, the circumstances around the story, so that people can really appreciate what's going on. Is if you just tell them the point, then you're missing out a lot. You have to give them the whole spiel, the whole thing around there, so that you know the whole story. As brought down in the Sichas from my father-in-law, that his father, the Rebbe Rashab, trained him in the question, what is it that you remember? He would ask him, what do you remember? So that way, he should always ingrain in his mind all things that you've seen and that you've heard, that they should remain with you. And at the time, now that unfortunately there is a lot of forgetting, people forget very quickly. So it's very important that every story in general should be written down, and with all the details of it. And we see that, as the Rebbe brings down an example, that the difference in Luchos HaRishon and Luchos HaAchronos is Hayu Kulo Ponim, but the Luchos HaRishonim also impacting the world that there should be no forgetting. The Rebbe is referencing to the various different things. That's the engraved. So when you engrave it, so because the luchos are engraved, the Rebbe is basically referencing, and the Rebbe put a lot of emphasis into other people, that people should write down some of their stories and some of the history and the life, their experiences, from what they experienced. Because I think it's very important now, because today we live like a different life, and maybe we don't appreciate so much what the people had to go through to observe Yiddishkeit and to learn, and what really the sacrifices the people made. Today we have other sacrifices. Today, you know, we don't want to inconvenience ourselves. The level of sacrifice sort of changed. You know, today, if you got to get in the morning to the shul, that's a sacrifice. or if we spend a few hours learning Torah, it's a sacrifice. But over there, people, you know, spend their whole life immersed in Torah and in davening and learning and doing good deeds and being involved. So what happens is, when you read a story like that, I guess it inspires you. It gets you sometimes also thinking of, you know what, we should try to do something more than we're doing also. So it's important to read history and important to read the story, especially when you consider that this Hasidim over there, they lived in a difficult time, you know, very difficult times. And the reason that we're here today, that we continue, is because they sacrificed, to be Yidden. They sacrificed, they were really devoted, and they were really sincere. So their sincerity is what sustained us, that we're here today, being able to do what we do. So on the other hand, you know, it puts us into also place that we feel, you know, next to these giants, so we really can feel that, even though we think of ourselves as big shots, but, you know, we think that we do a lot of stuff, but relative to those people who sacrificed, really, and we see that what we do is just a very, very little. Halavai, we should sort of be able to serve Hashem with such purity of heart, with such devotion, with such sincerity, with whatever. But especially I know that when you teach children always like to hear stories, and they always like to hear. Unfortunately, they feed a lot of times, they feed them with Baba Meisters. Like, they make up, you know, fairy tales, but there's so much beautiful stories from tzaddikim, and there's real stories from real people. If you just taught it to them and you related to them, their minds and their hearts would shape, and they would have the love of Hashem and love of Torah by seeing what the other people, how they lived and how they behaved. So that's why the Rebbe was encouraging to write down all the history and all the different experiences that they experienced. And as the Rebbe writes here, it should be in great detail.